As we follow the Lord, it's always an invitation to deeper and deeper faith. And if that's not happening in our lives, I think it's a sign that we're not really growing in our relationship with Christ. So there's always that call, there's always that invitation to go deeper with the Lord. And I want to share with you a story about Hudson Taylor. Some of you may have heard of him before. He actually was a missionary to China, whom God used to do a very, very mighty work there. When he was on his way there, he made a voyage on a sailing vessel, and as it neared the channel between the southern Malay Peninsula and the island of Sumatra, the missionary heard an urgent knock on his stateroom door. He opened it, and there stood the captain of the ship. "Mr. Taylor," he said, "we have no wind. We're drifting toward an island where the people are heathen, and I fear that they are cannibals." "What can I do?" asked Taylor. "I understand that you believe in God, Mr. Taylor, and I want you to pray for wind." "All right, Captain, I will, but you must set the sail first." "Why, that's ridiculous. There's not even the slightest breeze. Besides, the sailors will think I'm crazy if I do that." But finally, because of Taylor's insistence, he agreed. 45 minutes later, he returned and found the missionary still on his knees. "You can stop praying now," said the captain. "We have got more wind than we know what to do with." Faith is setting our sails before the wind comes. Faith is setting our sails before the wind comes. And as we look today at this lesson in Hebrews, we have really the only definition of faith that you'll find in all of Scripture. Throughout Hebrews 11, which is a wonderful faith chapter, it talks about a lot of different people who walked in faith. But at the very beginning of this particular chapter, you'll find the definition of faith, and I invite you to take a look at that with me. It says in here in Hebrews 11 that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And so it's interesting, as faith is described there, that it talks about the nature of faith and what it is. It is a substance. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for. It means that faith has a weight to it, if you will. There's something about it. It's not nebulous. It's not Casper the Friendly Ghost or anything like that. But rather, it is something solid. It is something real, especially in the spiritual realm. The word is defined in the Greek as ground, foundation, or confidence. The word faith or belief, passo, is something that imparts reality in the view of the mind to those things which are unseen and which serves to distinguish them for those things which are unreal and elusive. It enables us to feel and act as if they were real. So you see, this definition of faith communicates the idea that faith has a substance to it, and that as a person is walking in faith under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will actually communicate to that person what to have faith for and what to have faith in. That as you and I are open to the Holy Spirit in our lives, that our very spiritual lives will be attracted to certain things and certain prayers and certain outcomes that God wants to see happen, and that God wants you to personally participate in and asking for them to happen and seeing them materialize. So you see those urgings that you have in your spirit, those movements that you have in your mind and in your being to pray for certain people or to pray for certain things. Have you ever had that experience where somebody just keeps coming to mind for you and you wish that they wouldn't? You want to put them out of your mind and get on about other things, but they keep coming to your mind and you have a burden on your heart that's come out of nowhere. That might be because the Holy Spirit is putting them on your heart to pray for them and to intercede for them and to lift them up. Maybe God has put in your heart a certain situation. You have a burden about something that's going on, about something that you're seeing, something in the community, in the country, in the world, or in your family life. And God has put it upon your heart to pray for that. God is inviting you to be part of the solution in faith. So again, as you begin to pray for that, and God begins to move you to pray in a certain way, you might say, "Well, God, there's just no way that's going to happen. I know this person. I know this situation. That would be impossible." But you and I have to understand that that's exactly the realm in which God moves. He moves in the impossible. And what God is inviting you and I to do as we move in faith is to move into that realm. What does it say in the scripture? It says it's the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Now it goes on to say, by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. That makes completely no sense to the human mind, right? We all have the experience of making things out of stuff that we can already see, right? When they build your automobile, it's in an assembly plant, an assembly line, usually a lot of times with robots now, and it's made out of stuff that's already been formed and ready to go. But what the scripture is talking about in Hebrews is that by faith we believe that God created the world, this very tangible, real, material world, you and I that are material beings as well. He created this out of what is not visible by his very word. Ex nihilo, out of nothing. That's our faith. Again, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. So you and I need to realize that as Hudson Taylor told this captain to do something that was crazy, to go ahead and set the sail before the wind was even blowing, Hudson Taylor was being moved by the Holy Spirit. That's what was happening. And Hudson Taylor was not only called to faith as he was praying this prayer, but he was also calling the captain to faith as he was going to pray this prayer. He said, okay, you come and knock on my stateroom door, and you want me to pray that God's going to bring about this wind that we might not be dinner for the cannibals on the island. All right, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to make that step of faith. But guess what? I'm calling you out to make a step of faith as well. And your step of faith is you have to raise the sails. Now, why would Hudson do that? Well, think about it for a moment. The sailors on this ship see the captain raising the sails on this ship. It is dead quiet. There is no wind. And they immediately say to themselves, Captain, why are you doing this? There's no wind. Why would you even raise the sails? And he goes, just shut up. Just go ahead and do it. Listen to me. Right? This is an order. Do it. And then about 45 minutes later, the wind picks up. And they begin to ask the question, what is going on here? And ultimately, what ends up happening, I believe, is that Hudson Taylor has a testimony to God's answering prayer, the prayer of faith that he's able to share with these sailors and with the captain, because the sails were raised before the wind was even blowing. And so you see, God loves to do that. God loves to demonstrate his power in my life and in your life and the lives of those around us. But what you and I need to do more and more is we need to set the sail before the prayer is even answered. We need to let people know what we're praying for. We need to let people know that we're praying for a miracle in their life, that we're setting that sail. We're believing that the wind of God is going to come, and we're believing in faith for a miracle for them, that God is going to move. And then see what God does. Wait for the wind to blow. Faith is setting your sail before the wind comes. In the brief reflection, if I had only known you, we hear, Lord, I crawled across the barrenness to you with empty cup, uncertain in asking any small drop of refreshment. If only I had known you better, I would have come running with a bucket. Faith also is running to Jesus with a bucket. You and I are standing, if you will, beneath Niagara Falls with a small little cup. And Niagara Falls doesn't even describe the mightiness of our God, but it's a powerful image. You and I are standing beneath those falls with the smallest cup that we could possibly have. And God is saying to you, why don't you bring a bucket? Why don't you bring two or three buckets and see what I will do on your behalf? Now, some of you, I realize, let me just state the obvious. I know some of you have been praying for some things for a long time, and they haven't happened yet. I realize that some of you have been praying for some things and it didn't work out the way you would have liked. And that has hurt your relationship with God. That has diminished your faith in him. That has left you questioning about this very message that I'm sharing with you today. So let me just say, I want to acknowledge that. And I've had those experiences in my life as well, too. But, please say that with me. But you need to remember, what about all the prayers that God did answer for you? What about all the times where God did come through for you? What about the miracles that God has already moved on in your life and the lives of those around you, where you set your cell when you were praying for something that you knew that was just crazy, and the only way that it was going to happen was God was going to have to do it in some way, shape, or form, and guess what? God did. We need to remember those moments. We need to remember the testimony of how God has moved in our life and how God has answered our prayer and how God is calling us to even more step out in faith. Now, some of you are saying, well, Father Joe, you know what? I don't really pray like that. I kind of pray for more simple things. You know what? I just don't feel comfortable with that. And what I want to say to you here today is God is inviting you and I believe, to a faith like a Hudson Taylor. I believe that in this hour. God is inviting you and me in our own lives to raise our sails wherever we are living, with whatever relationships we have, with whatever we are going through. God is inviting us to believe Him for a miracle in our lives and in the lives of those that we love. But Father Joe, I've never done that before. I've never done that before. And besides, I think people will think I'm crazy. I think I'm crazy if I would do that. Well, time to get crazy. Time to step out in faith. Time to set the sail before the wind starts blowing and see how God will move in your life. See how God answers that prayer. And so what I invite you along to do along with me as we have a brief moment in prayer in closing is to open your heart to the Holy Spirit in a way that is deep and new. And I simply want you to ask one question as we enter into this brief time of prayer together. And that is this: Lord, for what particular need in my life are you calling me in this moment to raise my sails? What particular miracle do you want me to pray for? What particular person am I supposed to lift up right now and let them know I'm praying for them, for God's move in their life? What particular situation are you inviting me into to be your answer to prayer, that people might see that God is alive and cares very deeply for them? God is inviting you and me in this moment to be a Hudson Taylor, to raise your sail, to pray that prayer, that miracle prayer, and to wait and to feel and to enjoy the wind of God.